For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys. So we're going to talk today about how to get more comfortable walking in your calling. So I'm just going to jump right into it, you guys. I'm just so thankful, first of all, to be called to do this type of work. No shade to anybody, but I can't imagine myself just sitting at a desk at a company that I don't like, with people that I don't like, doing work, you know, that I don't want to do. So to be able to wake up every day and walk in my calling, to be able to have faith-based businesses, to be able to have businesses that honor God, to be able to have businesses that, you know, are not afraid to get other people closer to God is something that I don't take for granted. So in that process, I get a lot of questions where people will say, how do you do this and not feel like people might be offended at what you say? Or how do you do this and feel like you won't say the wrong thing, or you won't, you know, quote the wrong scripture and people will get upset with you and cancel you? Like, how do you walk comfortably in your calling? So let's get into the first way that you walk comfortable in your calling. I know that even before I was born, God already had this plan for me. One of my favorite places to go in the Bible is to go into Jeremiah 1. And it's so funny that when we talk about the Bible, when we talk about Jeremiah, everybody instantly thinks, oh, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, for I know the plans he has for me. And I love that scripture, right? But I'm telling y'all, if you really dig into Jeremiah, especially entrepreneurs, like, you will get your life from Jeremiah's story, because Jeremiah was called, but he didn't believe it. And God said, before you were even, like, I had all this planned out, before I formed you, I already knew what I was going to do for you. And so that scripture in Jeremiah 1 always blesses me when I think about how I'm walking fearlessly into my calling, because I'm like, baby, before God even put me in my mama's womb, before I even knew my name, he knew me and he ordained this for me. He had this laid out for me. Another place that I like to go that just reminds me of this and helps me feel more comfortable, it's in the book of Deuteronomy, where it talks about how God walks before us. So everything that he has called me to, my handbag company, speaking on stages, having conferences, doing a podcast, getting on YouTube, everything that he has called me to, literally, he's already been there. He's already seen what was going to happen. Imagine going on a trip, right? Imagine going on a road trip and getting in your car, and there's somebody that's on the road before you that can literally tell you, don't get on this highway. It's an accident on there. You're going to get backed up if you get on this highway. Don't make this turn because there's this going on over there. This is what God has done in my life, literally guiding me every step of the way. It tells us in the Word of God that our steps are ordered by the Lord. So that's how I look at walking in my calling. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered. I'm called. And that's how I basically need to go about this thing, with the fearlessness that if God has already been there before me, then it's nothing there along the way that can harm me. Another thing, another really powerful tip for those of you that might feel like you're really, really struggling with walking in your calling: I want to make God proud. Every single day, I want to make him proud. Every single day, I want to be a better daughter. Every single day, I want to be a better Christian. Every single day, I want to be a better wife. Every single day, I want to be a better mother. Every single day, I want to be a better entrepreneur, a better businesswoman. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better sister. I want to be a better cousin. All these things, you know, that God has called me to be. And so because I'm constantly striving to be better in all these different callings, because I don't just have one calling on my life, right? So because he's called me to do all these different things, I'm constantly spending time with him because if he's called me to do these things, I need him to give me instruction. I need him to tell me the way to go. I need him to tell me what happens when it seems like plan A is not working out. I need him to tell me what to do and where to go when it seems like everything is going left, right? So you have to be confident in going into your calling. You have to be spending time with God. I'm telling you, if you're not spending time with God, it's going to be a lot of confusion on his road because the devil is going to try to trip you up more times than not. So you have to be in that secret place. Like it says in the word of God, come into my secret place and really in the Bible and be talking to God and actually getting quiet long enough. Cause that was my thing. I needed to like shut up a little bit. I needed to be quiet so I could actually listen and get the instruction that God was actually trying to have me to follow. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. Last but not least, getting comfortable walking in my calling is understanding that God is an assigner. So if he gave me a calling, that means that he's assigned people to me. You don't even know how you even came across my YouTube channel. You don't even know how you found me, but God figured out some kind of way to lead you to this video so that you could get motivated about something that he's calling you to do, right? So if I'm not walking in my calling, that means that I'm leaving everybody hanging that God has called me to. Everybody whose ears have been anointed to listen to my YouTube channel, to listen to my podcast, to follow me on Instagram, and I'm not showing up. People are waiting like, what's going on? If you go to a show and eventually the act doesn't come out on the age, eventually you won't leave. But not only are you won't leave, you won't want your money back. When they try to do another show, you won't say, I'm not going to her show because she don't show up. I have to show up for these people that God has assigned to me, because showing up for those people is showing up for God. I would never want to go and be praying to God and I feel like he's not listening to me. He shows up for me every single time. He shows up for me in my health. He shows up for me in my marriage. He shows up for me in my family. He shows up for me in my business. He shows up for me in my finances. He shows up for me in all these different ways. So how dare I get out here and not start a YouTube channel and God is telling me to do that? How dare I get out here and not do a podcast and God is telling me to do that? How dare I not start a handbag company and God is telling me that by starting a handbag company and putting scripture on my dust bags, he's literally using me to send the word of God to people's houses. So how dare I not market that business? How dare I not invest money into that business? How dare I not invest for my son when God tells me that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children? See, calling is bigger than just what you do for a living. We've been called to invest for our children. We've been called to show our children what it looks like when you follow your God-given purpose. We've been called to be respectful to our parents because that's what the word of God says. We've been called to love our neighbor, even when our neighbor does something that we don't like. We've been called to be respectful of our husbands, even when they're getting on our nerves, and vice versa. We've been called to be honest and maintain our integrity in business. We've been called to do all these things. Like, we have to stop looking at calling as if calling is just, I'm a hairstylist, I do nails, I'm an entrepreneur, I sell books, I host a podcast, I host a YouTube. Calling is so many different compartments. And I'm telling you, when you start spending more time in the word of God, you will get more comfortable walking in your call. God will convict you if you are not listening and you're not doing the things that he's telling you to do the more time that you spend with him. So I'm telling y'all, like, God would not call you to something if he was not going to help you and navigate you through that, even with things in your personal life. Nobody knows how to be a mom before you're a mom. Nobody knows how to be a dad before you're a dad. Nobody knows how to be a husband or a wife before you're all these things. Like, you are out here literally figuring it out with God day to day, because it's going to be things that you have going on in your business, for example, in year one, that in year five, it's going to be a totally different set of things. In year 10, it's going to be a totally different set of things. In year 20, it's going to be a totally different set of things. You need God every single step of the way. What I want you guys to do is to thank God for placing a calling on your life. Thank him for giving you an assignment. Thank him for thinking so highly of you that he called you to start a business. He called you to be in corporate America. He called you to be promoted. He opened your womb and called you to be a mother. He led that man to find you and propose to you, and he called you to be a wife. He called you to be a sister. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, bask in him and be grateful, because that's another big part of how I'm able to confidently walk into my calling as well. I'm thankful. God could have told somebody else to start a YouTube channel and could have had me out here not on YouTube. He could have told somebody else to start a podcast. He could have told somebody else to leave their 9-to-5 in 2011, and then they could have been the person that was called to help thousands of people transition from their 9-to-5 into entrepreneurship. But he called me. I want to answer. I don't know about y'all, but if you were sitting on the phone with somebody right now and your line started beeping and it said that God was calling you, would you really not answer? I'm about to pick up with the quickness. I'm going to hang up on whoever I'm talking to, and I'm picking up and I'm answering the phone for God. So whatever it is that he is calling you to do, whoever it is that he is calling you to be, I am telling you that he has a blessing on the other side of that for you. I am telling you that he has a reward on the other side for you for your obedience. So I hope that y'all enjoyed this. I hope that it blessed you. I have some helpful links below for you guys that might be struggling to walk into your purpose. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.